Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Hill for 4 years.
But again, I said that you had an impact on me. We need the media to have certain accesses to these players. I'm not saying that you should be videoing everything in the locker room. I understand there's levels to this.
We're led to play, Shasky.
I'm just happy that Shasky's learned about the basics of sports drama.
Let's bring it into
we all get there.
No, but I'm saying from the fans' perspective, for many years as a consumer of sports media, I thought, screw the media. My opinion has changed.
Slater's still a buddy from us, man.
That's good. Really quick before I don't want to hold Slater. Shasky, that's good for you. Thank you.
Slater's still a buddy this morning. He's been on hold for 5 minutes. Slater joining us on the River Islands Guest Line. All cast on 95.7 The Game up here on the River Islands Guest Line. Is it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Slater, did you change a diaper during that great perspective by Joe Shasky?
No, I was having flashbacks to my Oklahoma State days. We did sports media, media law 101, all my sports reporting classes. That was nice. You were explaining my career right there.
That was unbelievable perspective, right? Joe Shasky's come around.
Well, I look at it this way. Slater, you could talk more to this. Like, people always say, well, they don't have to talk to me. No, literally they do. It's like in the contracts of the CBA is certain obligations regarding your contract. And like, if you don't like it, you can go play in an independent league somewhere else. But you know, part of making a lot of money is there are certain obligations that come with it. And I think talking to the media is just part of it. Like, everyone has things in their job that they have to do that they don't like that you're obligated to do. But Anthony, get in there at any point. Like, I don't know. I find it interesting that they want to limit access to the locker rooms and the clubhouses.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is like a battle. Every year we were on, there was a PBWA call, like, I don't know, maybe a week ago, discussing like the various, you know, smaller, bigger issues that, you know, but, and it's Players Association fights one way. Writers Association obviously is trying to pull it back. There was a big, you know, obviously when COVID goes down, we're not only out of the locker rooms, we're just like out of their space for about a year and a half. And it had taken a while to get back kind of what we previously had. But yeah, I mean, like this is the years long debate. And honestly, you talk to older writers, and I would even now weirdly consider myself an older writer. I'm about to start year 12. The access has gotten less and less over time. And I do think you feel that, you know, we used to have writers going on like planes and getting this like denser, deeper access. But I think the social media era has made that a little too dangerous for players. Like, they don't like that as much. So, yeah, I mean, again, we could talk about this all day. I'm not sure the listeners want to, but yeah. It's interesting.
No, it is very interesting, because those nuggets that you guys get and the relationships you build in those locker rooms before a game, after a game, the inside information, the off the record stuff, helps the stories. And I think the average fan doesn't realize that. It's like, who cares about the media? The players shouldn't have to talk to you. Just be thankful you got a free press credential. And I've been saying for years, like, no, there's a lot. It's a lot deeper than that. That's how you made your bones. Marcus Thompson, Kyle Okami, everybody, Ethan Sherwood-Strauss, you get those insights and those handshakes and those behind-the-scenes looks, not only with the players, but with the coaching staff as well, Slater.
I love that Ethan gets the middle name, too, Sherwood.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I mean, look, I'm doing it right now. Like, obviously, I'm trying to put together a few bigger picture stories on some of these teams I cover, including obviously the Warriors. I was just over in Hawaii with them, and it's like, you know, I'm trying to get Draymond for this story, and like, schedules haven't necessarily aligned, but because there's, you know, at least a built up relationship over time, it's like, hey, can I maybe get you post game this game? Hey, you know, maybe I'll try to get him tonight in Sacramento, whatever. And it's, I assume he's been very chatty, and like, as he typically is, I think his perspective on this particular story I'm doing will be very good and potentially helpful for the fans. And I mean, you guys read, you know, whatever amount of stories per year where you're like, man, that's really good insight into the team. Like, yeah, that comes from the conversations.
Yeah, it's interesting, because I and we'll get into the Warriors specifically. I just think that the days of just writing a game score column, I might be mispronouncing how you guys describe it, those are out the window. Now it's like analysis and observations and layers and deep thinking and you know, insight and locker room stuff and coaching philosophies. Like, that's what I like reading. You know what I mean? I think it's evolving, and not having that access restricts all of this insight that fans are craving.
Yes, I will say gamers are dead. To your point. But I do think that as access is being limited, but I still think it's there. I think sometimes people in my industry complain too much about it. It can be done. It's still a skill, and it's like hard to get a lot of like the really good meaty stuff, but it still happens. There's a reason why people still read it, because people can still capably get it.
All right. Hey, Anthony. So indoctrinate me. I'm in football mode. I'm in baseball playoff mode. Give me like just a quick cliff notes of what's going on with the Warriors right now. What? Am I wrong? No, the audience is in the same mode. I got an email about CYO basketball. It's like, wow, basketball's coming up. And all of a sudden, you're talking about Hawaii. I'm like, oh, it'd be nice to go to Hawaii.
10 minutes and now,
set me up on some Warrior hoops.
Oh, my gosh.
They are a kind of a beefed up version of last year's team. You feel the depth. I think there's a lot of lineup combinations and players that you're like, you know, I agree. Like, they should be high on De'Anthony Melton. He looks like a great fit. He probably, at this point, I would predict he starts at the two guard. Kyle Anderson fits in various lineups and this and that, but you're still kind of, it's not just watching one preseason game, but it's seeing kind of the trickiness of the front court, which maybe we'll get into, and like who they start, Kuminga as a 3-4, and then just wondering like who's the number two scorer on this team, like the top side talent. It's kind of, in my opinion, the conversation we had last year. I think they're better in some ways. I think it's better depth. The young guys have taken leaps, but I don't know, they're still just kind of in this muddled mix in the West where we could predict, you know, anywhere from 4 to 11 or 12.
Anthony Slater here on the River Islands Guest Line on the Morning Roast, our 95.7 Game Insider for The Athletic. Does a great job there. So you were out in Hawaii with the team, and Wiggins didn't practice much. I guess he got back yesterday. But other than that, you brought up De'Anthony Melton. You brought up some of the young guys. And I think a big polarizing quote last week, I think you asked Draymond a question about Kuminga, and Draymond said, I don't think he's a four right now. Now, Steve Kerr says, I don't know about that. So what is Jonathan Kuminga? Because last year there was a lot of made that he can't play alongside Andrew Wiggins, and then we found out later in the year, you know what, they can coexist on the court together. So where is Jonathan Kuminga at with the contract extension hovering over his head?
Yes, if we're just talking positionally, I mean, it just really kind of depends on, like, who he's out there with. And, you know, I think part of Kerr's point is, yeah, if he's with the stretch five or a shooting four, you know, other shooters that open the court for him because his best skill is downhill attacking, he needs space for that, then he can be theoretically a three. You know, if Kelly Olynyk's out there, Kristaps Porzingis is a name that Kerr brought up, is like, hey, look, if that's your five, you know, you can be kind of a downhill three. Whereas Draymond, I think his perspective on this is like, it seems pretty clear Draymond wants to kind of be the power forward on this team primarily. Not that he won't play center, not that it's going to happen for 8 to 12 minutes per game, probably to close a lot of games. But, you know, I think he came to realize last year, this is me talking, but this is just seems to be the messaging from him, that, like, you know, he prefers having kind of the rim protector out there to start the games. You saw it late in the season with Trayce Jackson-Davis, you know, he, in his past with Zaza, with Bogut, all those guys. And he's, you know, in his own way, I think, making it clear that, like, he would prefer to start at the four. And if that means Kuminga has to start at three, like, they almost need to figure it out. But it's just tough. It's like, because you're talking about they don't have a shooting a stretch five.
Yeah.
Draymond is going to start at the four. If Kuminga's at the three, like, it's 2024. Like, we understand what the spacing problems that creates. Right. And why you want to play Kuminga 35 minutes a night, and they'd love to, like, force fit him into the three, like, that just might not score enough points in the modern NBA.
Would Wiggins play the two? Maybe that's a question, because I wonder about the two. We keep talking about Melton and Podziemski. Is Wiggins a candidate to play the two? And I know spacing could be a problem then, because he's not your prototypical three-point shooter, but Steve Kerr did mention out there in Hawaii, I want him shooting 6 to 7 threes a night.
Yeah, I mean, like, to your question, like, he could, and you're probably going to have to win games like 98-96. Maybe you could, you know? Like, that would be, like, they have a capability to have some really good defensive lineups out there.
Right.
But they're just like, you know, how do they have these really good defensive lineups while still having modern spacing, getting up the amount of threes they want per game, running up and down the floor? Like, Andrew Wiggins is not really a two.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think Draymond's going to have to play a little, probably end up having to play a little bit more five than he wants, and probably the fan base wants, and maybe his body can take, which is, isn't this the conversation we had last year?
Yeah. It seems like we've had this conversation the last 2 years.
The only way that Kuminga and Wiggins on the floor together worked last year, if you just look at, like, metrics of the lineup data, we all remember this was when Draymond came back and went to the five. And then suddenly that wing combo that just couldn't work for them was their best lineup up for the season. So it just seems like if you want to play those two together, which, you know, again, you want your 6'8" scoring wings out there together, then it, you know, Draymond's probably going to have to play a lot of five.
Looney stretch five, Slater? He looks like he's in great shape.
I mean, he might throw up one per game. I mean, of course, being very reasonable. He said if it's a broken play. I know you are, but, you know, yeah. I think you're speaking
Let's run the RPO wrong. With Vinny Testaverde. I mean, yeah, come on. Geez Louise, Monte. All right. Rank these guys.
What up?
Rank these guys in terms of breakout season. Yeah. Okay, and I'll put bounce back breakout kind of side by side. Rank them for me: Pajemski, Kuminga, Wiggins.
Man,
most likely to have it.
Very different. Like, who, you know, leading in minutes, leading in importance to the team. What's like how
importance to the team?
Importance to the team. I mean, it's kind of the problem with this team where I feel like six different players, and these are three of them, like, would, like, be tied for second almost. But I will go – I just think Kuminga's season is so massive. I would put him one. Like, I just think, like, just the way not only, the negotiations, if he signs, if he doesn't, how he's playing, you know, like, he can take them towards a leap. If he makes the leap, he has the highest ceiling. So I'll put him one. And as I probably more than the fan base does view this as more of like a longer term, bigger picture view. And I think that Pajemski's too, because I just think the young guys have to get better for this thing to really be moved forward. And I think move forward in a 3-year type, window, whereas like it is like they need Wiggins to play better. But I just like, you know, Wiggins is kind of their older wing that, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's going to play himself into suddenly his contract being super appealing on the trade market. So give me the young guys. Kuminga 1, Pajemski 2, Wiggins 3.
What was it like in Hawaii training camp with no Klay Thompson? How was the vibes out there? I had to be a little strange to not see number 11, who's now wearing number 31 for the Dallas Mavericks. Did you notice anything different? Did the players discuss that at all, not having Klay Thompson there in training camp with the Golden State Warriors?
I mean, they discussed it because they were asked about it. And, like, sure, if you, like, sit there and walk in the gym and you're like, hey, where's Klay? You know, maybe you'd feel it. But to me, it was weirder. And even I've talked to a few of their employees, players about this, like, seeing the videos of him in a Mavericks jersey in the Mavericks facility. Like, that's weirder than, like, you know, there's plenty of times Klay's been out, you know, including he missed two seasons. Like, there's been years you have not felt Klay Thompson, you know? So I don't sense that it's just this like hovering topic or hovering absence. I just think it's going to be strange this season when you just watch him on the Mavericks, number one, and then when he comes and plays the Warriors, that will obviously be odd.
What are you looking for tonight against the Kings in this second preseason game for the Dubs?
Yeah, again, I continue to look at this front court. You know, it's clear that a lot of people in this organization want to see if Kuminga can maybe be the three, if they can maybe find some of these front court rotations where they can, you know, elevate their better players more, get them into bigger roles. And they play, you know, they start Jonathan Kuminga at the three next to Trace and Draymond in the opener. I think they lost that stint 17-12. Mm-hmm. I assume they'll probably go with that 3-man front court again tonight. I just want to see it a little bit more. They want to see it a little bit more. And I think, you know, I sense a level of skepticism from the coaching staff that it will work, but you know, they've got to see the sample for something to be proven wrong. You have to allow it to be proven wrong.
Right. Yeah. TJD will get into more as the season progresses there. It looks like he's going to get minutes as a starter at the five spot, but I could see that rotating all season long where Steve Kerr goes a Looney one night, TJD the next night, but basketball is back. And by the way, Lovebit wanted me to ask this question to you. Yeah. If you were to write a book about your time covering the Dubs, what storyline would you want to focus on? Because Cam Inman, who we just had on, just wrote a book about the 49ers, the franchise. What would you focus on? What storyline would you focus on here, Slater, if you're covering the Warriors, writing a book?
Yeah. I mean, if I took like two steps back and like viewed it as like, you know, I'm writing the book, it's more about like, you know, my career, you know, journey covering the team. I mean, it would just be Durant moving from the Thunder to the Warriors and just like everything that meant, all the reasons for it. I was obviously on the Thunder side of that thing at the start and came over when Durant did. So like that would probably be the impetus of it, is just like, and that, you know, I mean, it's not like that was a small thing in this Warriors run. No. So yeah, it would probably just be on like everything that went into, you know, the Durant decision and the ramifications of it.
Did you think you last longer than Kevin Durant in the Bay Area?
I got that sense pretty early, to be honest. Yes, to answer your question.
Oh, Slater, it's good to have you back on the airwaves, man. It really is, man. We got some locker room insight. We got journalism insight. We got Warriors insight. The one and only Anthony Slater, everybody, here on the Morning Rose. Slates, we'll see you soon, brother.
All right, fellas.
All right.
Go Guardians.
Oh, yeah. Forgot to mention that. Go Guardians. Tell them that on the phone. Tell them we're rooting for the Guardians. I'm rooting for the Guardians.
I'm rooting for the Tigers.
I'm rooting for the Guardians. Let's go, Slates. Get a championship to Cleveland. Let's go. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.